We ready, brother.
We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
What's going on there, internet? It's myself, Mr. B, in ROTPOD Studios here in ABQ, New Mexico, 505 Mountain Time. Right now, it's a good evening. Cool air, cool breeze running through the house. If you had a shaved head, you'd feel it on your shaved head. If you had a lot of hair, you'd probably just feel it on your face. Right, DJ?
Yeah.
I got my man, DJ P, DJ Problems, hashtag DJ Problems Official. .com, rollingofftrackpodcast.com.
Thank you for that shout out, my man. And also, if you guys are tuned in, and of course, if you're new listeners, always listen to the Rot Pod at rollingofftrackpodcast.com, baby. That's the number one source. And if you can't find us anywhere else, Google it.
Just Google us, man. Search us. He'll come right up, right, DJ?
Yeah, buddy.
Another episode 86. Dropping episodes like lyrics, buddy.
Hot cakes, bro. Hot cakes.
Love you like a fat kid love cake.
Shit, man. And you know what, man?
What's that?
For the listeners that don't know, you know, me and Mr. B, we're getting back on track. I've been MIA for a little while, and I'm back, and I'm glad to have my right hand man with me, Mr. B. Of course, we doing this fucking radio shit till the day we die. So, yeah. You know. More to come from this, and I'm back, man. I'm so happy to be back and just to be rolling off track podcast with you again, man. I fucking missed it.
Yes, sir.
To say the least, man, I missed it terribly, bro. You know, I've tried to take other directions in life and shit to try to, you know, do the man shit, do the manly thing. But I've figured out that this is what I want to fucking do, man. And this is a sure shit thing, man. I want to do music for the rest of my life. And one day I'll make it, you know, faithful, loyal listeners and new listeners as well. You'll hear when shit starts to get real and me and Mr. B can travel around and, you know, do shows and cool shit like that. And I can take Mr. B along with my music. It's going to happen one day, brother. And I can't wait for that. I can't wait for that to happen. This is what I want to do for the rest of my life. So, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yep.
This is it. I'm back.
Yeah. And to give an update to the listeners, we'll still be, evolving the Rot Pod. So we'll be out in the city doing the live shows, live podcasts, live meetups. And that's still a lot more still to come. It's not just, we're not going to be like this for forever. We're going to evolve and do things different and just, meet listeners and just interact, right, buddy?
Yes, buddy, we need to get together first and foremost. I need to get you in my studio. You need to get me in yours.
Yes, sir.
We need to go out with our internet tools and microphones and get to fucking recording out in the world, man. Just get out and about and you know, let people see us, let people be part of it if they want to come and hang out. I know we've been talking a lot about that, man, and I really want to do it, man. I'm in a happy place, and I really want to just, like, push forward and do whatever we can quickly.
Yes, sir. So
now I have some time. Let's fucking do this. I'll let you know my schedule for next week, too.
All righty.
So that way we can kind of coordinate something, you know what I mean?
Yep. Yes, sir, it's update from myself and DJ Bacon Problems.
Bacon.
Bacon. Did you eat some bacon this morning, buddy?
Fucking love bacon, man. I didn't, unfortunately, get to eat any bacon this morning. Yeah, man, but you know what? When I do have bacon, I'll tell you what, I'll have a whole package of that fucking shit.
Yeah. Eat it any way you can.
I'll fry that shit up on a fucking pan, dog. Give me some tortillas. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah.
Set. Dude.
Something simple, tastes good, right?
That'll put some fucking weight in your stomach, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, but it's good stuff, man. Good stuff.
Wholesome shit, man.
Wholesome, yes, sir. All right. First things first, got a question scenario type. You ready?
Yeah.
And again, thanks to all listeners. You can all message us, either myself, Mr. B, or DJ Problems, and message questions, topics, anything, and we'll bring it up online and bring it up on the podcast and share it with the World Wide Web, buddy. So yeah, here's a question scenario. You ready?
Let's do it.
It involves Redbox.
Redbox.
Last minute return. You run up to the box. You come up. There's somebody. Or actually, there's nobody. You come up first. Then a few seconds later, maybe like 1-2 seconds later, a lady wants to return also. What do you do? So I'm going to try and interpret this real quick. You come up to the box, and just as you do, almost at the same time, a lady comes up, maybe next to you or behind you. And, you know, it's always generous and courteous to have ladies first. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So in that scenario, it's almost maybe like the exact same time that you both of you show up to the box. Do you return your movies first, or would you let the lady go first?
Is there a time limit?
I think it was like 9 o'clock. It's almost 9 o'clock and you got to put your movies in and you're the only two up there. And what do you do?
I would be generous, bro. And I would let that lovely lady go ahead.
Yep. I think I would do the same thing too. I mean, cause it's almost like the exact, cause it says you come up first, then a few seconds later, a lady comes up also and wants to return too. So
yeah, I would definitely let her go first, honestly. And she'll probably appreciate it. You know what I mean? She'll probably turn around and, oh, thank you. You know what I mean? Maybe not.
Maybe not. The only bad thing about this is if you let the lady go first and she ends up looking through the movies and taking her time, you know?
Oh, shit.
And you'd be like, oh, man, come on. Gotta return this. In that situation, then I would probably say,
I would be like, excuse me, ma'am, do you mind if I return this?
Yeah.
Do your fucking thing. I don't care. You know, I just want to return this so I don't fucking have to buy it for another day, which I really don't want to do.
Yeah. You know? So, cool. All right.
Ask, brother, but I would definitely, if it got to that point where it was like, fucking, hey, hurry up. Okay.
Yep.
Not to be mean or anything, but we're on a fucking New York minute here. You know what I mean?
Yep. Like almost 9 o'clock. Gotta return it. Yeah. And lately, I know we've brought it up in the past, and it's a good idea to look through the app or know what you're gonna rent before you go up there. You know, before taking everybody else's time.
And you know what, Mr. B, I couldn't fucking agree with you more, my man. That sounds like a fucking really bright idea, man. It sounds like a real logical idea that somebody should fucking definitely use if you run around with a goddamn $250 iPhone or whatever the fuck you have. You probably should download the goddamn Redbox app. If you do have a Redbox account and you visit that shit frequently,
yep.
So you're not fucking wasting people's time.
Yes, sir. You know,
like fucking... I have 100 items in a fucking basket and you're buying a fucking candy bar. And you know what? You stood in the fucking only goddamn line that's here fucking, and you just want to wait for this candy bar fucking, you know?
Yep. You could
have gone back to the garden center or the fucking electronics or, you know, even cosmetics. Fucking A.
Yes, sir.
They'll wring your ass the fuck out, but you know, you had to stand in front of, I don't know. I'm impatient, yo. Maybe that's a bad thing, but I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
We've all been there, been like, oh my God, hurry the fuck up. You know what I mean? Like, fucking want to fucking scream up the back of somebody's neck, dude. Like, hey, motherfucker, hurry up.
Hurry up.
I ain't fucking around right now. I have shit to do, and your ass is fucking driving Miss Daisy over here at fucking 2 miles an hour, you know? And that's realness, people. Y'all know you fucking do it just like I do.
Fucking A. You may not say it out loud, but you feel it inside, like you're like that urge to say something. It's like, hurry up, hurry up.
You've all been there. I know it because every single person in their life has been at that point in time, at one point in time or another. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. In other news, right?
Cool. In other news, Nike has an all LED basketball court.
Holy shit, dude.
And this is the only LED basketball court that's available in China. And it says they did it just because they wanted to do something crazy and insane. And a few a few positives about this is not only that it lights up and everything like that, but they're saying that they could use this to train the players on the plays that they have to do. So like, if you're standing on the court, since it's LED, it'll show the lines where you have to go and stop like that. You know, instead of holding a clipboard and telling each of the players, you draw a line with your pen or pencil and do it on a clipboard. You could actually do it on the court, and the lines will show you right in front of you where to go.
The Chinese are killing it, my man. Wow.
Yep, yep.
Wow, dude. Mr. B, bravo, my man. This is some fucking interesting shit. I want to know how the basketball fucking reacts to the floor and how hard and shit you can jump and fall on it, dude, before it fucks something up.
I wonder if it has a different bouncy feel to it, huh?
I'm just saying, Yao Ming is not a small small dude, man. That motherfucker, if he trips and falls, he's going to fucking do a little damage as he comes down, you know?
Yeah. And this gym where this LED court is located, they call it the House of Mamba.
That's so cool, dude.
And of course, after they named it that, Kobe Bryant, you know, his nickname's the Black Mamba. Of course, he had to go out there and check it out for himself. And he said he does like it. LED basketball court. Bam, in your face, buddy. That's how we do it. And here's a game update. Xbox One gets another great feature. You're going to get a Xbox One Live, Xbox One Gold subscription members. They're going to get Forza Motorsport 5 on the free. And you'll get it free if you download it from Thursday to Sunday. So Thursday the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th. So from the 4th to the 7th, Xbox One members, download this game for free. Forza Motorsport 5. So I don't know if you've tried that game before, Forza Motorsports, DJ.
Yes, sir. It's a badass game.
Yep, yep. So I don't know. Maybe Microsoft is starting to feel the, how do you say, like, feel the players getting distant from the Xbox consoles, because the PS4 they give away a lot of games now.
I bet, dude. I bet they're feeling it big time, dude. And that's something they're not used to.
Yeah. So yeah, it's little by little. Just over Rot Pod, we've been saying that Xbox has been giving away a few games every now and then. So
hey, keep it up, Xbox. Lower your subscription shit.
Yep, that would be pretty good, man.
Do it for fucking $10 a fucking dude. Do it for like $25 a fucking year. Honestly,
that would be pretty good. Or like you said, $10 a year. But you know, like when you turn on your console, maybe the home screen. You know, if people don't mind, maybe like a few ads going through there, and you could, you know, like some people, they don't read everything. So I think that would be pretty good.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, I totally fucking agree with that.
I wouldn't mind just a few ads on the front if they lower the subscription.
Do you care about ads, Mr. B?
No, I don't. No, I can avoid them when I have to.
Yeah, but I mean, if they're just not in your face, but just there, they're just a relevant idea. Maybe you might come across some shit you might like, dude. You never know.
Yeah, you never know. Yeah, I don't mind the ads. What about you, DJ?
Nah, I wouldn't mind them at all, dude.
Yep.
I see that shit running through the PlayStation Plus thing, dude, for video games and shit.
Yeah.
And sometimes I check that shit out. I'm like, oh, shit. What's this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Check it out. Fucking run around the PlayStation store. I don't have the Plus, but still dope shit.
If no matter where you're at, no matter what screen you're looking at, if there is ads, I would like to get something either like discounted or whatever out of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
That would be pretty awesome. What's that?
How much is the subscription now?
I think it's like 55, I think it was.
So you do lower it down to like $45-$35. Bet you shit would change.
Yep. What did they say? Like the ads are almost like a window shopping. You see something and you're like, oh, I wish I could have that or something like that.
Stop being fucking greedy. Motherfuckers in the high ups, dude. Stop being greedy. It's simple as that. You already make millions.
Billions. So what
the fuck's a couple hundred thousand to you? You know what I mean? What's a couple hundred fucking, what's 500,000 to fucking a year's worth of shit? You're going to get more people to make that money up anyways. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I mean, I don't know. In a sense, I think that would be a smart idea. I mean, sometimes you got to fucking eat the shit sandwich, dude. I've fucking been there and done that. But you know what? It kept my fucking peeps happy, dude. And they were all right with it, dude. You know what I mean? It kept them fucking coming back.
Yeah.
They were like, cool, man. I only want to fuck with you, dude. You're a fucking good guy. You treat us fucking right. You help me out in a time of fucking need. And that's all it's about, brother. In the fucking end, I mean, what fucking kind of fucking crowd are you fucking trying to appease? You know what I mean? Like, dude, it's a small fucking nerd crowd of fucking people that play Xbox, and it may be a little bit bigger crowd, but still, dude, like, you're targeting a small group of people.
Yes, sir. And a discount wouldn't even hurt them.
Yeah, dude, a discount wouldn't, dude. Honestly, it really fucking wouldn't. Because in the end, I mean, I don't know. That's just my opinion, honestly, dude. Like, if I saw some shit that was down cheaper like that, that might maybe make me go buy a fucking Xbox. And I'm like, shit, I might fucking do that, dude. $35 a year, that ain't shit.
In the end, right?
Yeah. I mean, $55 ain't shit either, but still, dude. I mean, do it for a year. See how many fucking people you get. If it don't work, go back to it.
Yeah, you never know. Getting more subscribers, you might make more money that way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. That's right, giving our opinion here. And one thing off of Twitter. You ready?
Yes, sir.
This pumpkin pie spice syrup I bought off Amazon is delish in my coffee. F-yo, Starbucks drink. What you think about that?
Sounds good.
So they're going to start, I think everywhere they're going to be doing a pumpkin pie stuff.
For the October.
Yes, sir. And here's something you would like. Boy Cypress Hill is talking about a new album.
Yes.
And it's going to be produced by DJ Muggs.
Yes.
So it's kind of like the gang is getting back together, buddy.
Yes, buddy. I'm excited to hear that.
And they're saying it's going to be psychedelic sound.
Yes. Dude, be real. DJ Muggs.
And did you ever listen to DJ Muggs and GZA when they did a collab?
I did not, sir. Hey, I got a cool question, though. Is fucking Sin Dog going to be in there with it, too? Is it going to be all three of them?
It says the gang's coming back together.
Okay, yeah, it does say the group, so that's right. Sin Dog, Be Real, and DJ Muggs will be back together, sir. That's dope.
Dope, buddy. All right. A Canadian startup software company, they are saying that they could make cameras on smartphones take better pictures, and it's all from software that could improve the quality. So I put this in here just because this Canadian software company, they did see results with using a better software in your camera to take better pictures. So, you know, it's not really the size of the megapixels or how expensive your smartphone is. It's just depends on the software that's in it that takes the pictures. So
there's money, dude.
Yep. So coming off of this, I was thinking, you know, like those camera apps in the App Store, mm-hmm. for either Apple or Google. I would say that even though there is a lot of camera apps in the App Store, so I would say maybe some of those apps could be taking better pictures than your regular app that you use on your phone. So I would say you listeners out there, if you want, try different apps. Camera apps, and you never know, they could be taking better pictures.
That's true, dude. The software in there.
Yeah, and I've never really believed that it would be the software to take better pictures. I always thought it would be like the size of the camera lens and the size of the chip that they use. But since this Canadian software company proved and they got results that they could take better pictures just from improving the software behind the camera lens, that, you know, you never know that those camera apps in the App Store, if they say improves your picture taking, then you might want to give it a try. You could be taking better pictures just using the phone that you have, but using a different software.
And what do you think about this, buddy? You know, when they make those other cameras, like how simple a camera is, a really simple camera takes a really crisp, clear shot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like those new Nikon cameras and shit like that, they have, instead of having the big ass fucking telescopic lens and shit on it and the nice cool shit, it's got this really small lens but a badass camera, which has probably got some nice fucking software in there.
Deal.
It takes low light pictures, special pictures, fucking in the dark pictures, it takes out the fucking red in the eyes, blah 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 blah. It takes slow pictures. You know what I mean? Like all kinds of cool shit, dude. So I can believe that, dude. more software geared towards a camera, or the software inside the camera that works it is probably better than just the normal shit, which is just an all-around basic fucking way to work the camera. It takes pictures, does what it needs to do, and that's it, you know?
Yep. Yes, sir. That was a good story, huh?
I like that.
I like it a lot. Dumb and Dumber 2, you gonna watch it when it comes out this year?
Yeah.
It's gonna be a good one, man. I always crack up at the previews when I watch it now. Crazy guys. And this might sound crazy, but Twitter will start paying hackers who hunt down and identify bugs before they get out in the open and get big and harm a lot of people.
Dude, look at that building, man. It's fucking huge for Twitter.
You know, on this picture, it shows a building with so many stories high, and just the Twitter building, huh?
It's a Colosseum, dude.
Basically. It's like a Colosseum, yeah. Yep. So, yeah, that's what Twitter is doing right now. It says they're going to pay at a minimum $140 for, like, you know, like, depending on the size of the bug malware. So if you find one that is maybe, like, starting up and it's not really gone viral yet, and Twitter will, if you share it with Twitter and you guys put a stop to it, then you'll be getting paid for it.
Dude, I hope they keep all the bullshit out of, dude, I hope Twitter does not turn into fucking Facebook.
Yeah.
Because Facebook is fucking shitting ass right now, dude. I don't even believe any of that shit that's on there anymore, dude. I can't even believe that shit. You know what? I mean, for people to see your fucking posts, you have to pay now?
Yep.
That's fucking bullshit, dude.
Yep.
That's dipping into the fucking community fucking jar, dude. Fucking after you've already eaten full. I mean, what the fuck else do you want from people, dude? This is an era where, I mean, yeah, everybody wants to get out and everything, dude, but you know what? They're doing that shit because they don't have the fucking money, dude, and you're taking that shit away from them. I just feel that's fucking bullshit, dude. You have to pay for every fucking ad, for every single, like, post you make or anything that's supporting you or what you do. I mean, I know there's a lot of shit out there, but, you know, dude, I think it's fucking bullshit in some of the fucking ways, dude, and all this shit that's happening, and I don't even know what to believe anymore, honestly, dude.
Yeah, paying with money and paying with your privacy.
Sounds like bullshit. Yep, said it, dude.
Yes, sir. And in this story, Twitter has paid 44 people so far, and they've closed 46 bugs before it got out into the wild.
To the wild.
Wild side, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
You're going to laugh at the story. People. I don't know if these are normal people, ordinary people. I don't know what normal is. But you know these type of people. Every year, they're out there. People are lining up for an iPhone 6 that doesn't exist yet.
Wow, dude.
And like I said,
this, it's going to fucking come out anyway. So what the fuck you waiting for? Honestly, seriously, what the fuck you waiting for? You're going to get it like everybody else does.
And they're all smiling too on their chairs.
They look happy as shit, dude. But I bet at the end of this, they're smelly fucking nasty motherfuckers, dude.
Oh,
that
snap.
Are excited for a fucking phone that everybody's going to get their fucking hands on, dude.
Yep. And like we said, the last episode, 9/9/14, the Apple event coming up next week, they might announce when the next iPhone is coming out, but then again, they might not, so these people are waiting. They're going to be waiting for a long, long time.
So is this the iPhone right here? That's what they're showing?
No, that's a different phone. That's like an ad right there.
What the fuck is that curve shit?
That's a new Samsung Note 4 Edge. That's what they're calling it.
Yes, sir. It is the Edge.
Yes, sir. So that's the one we were talking. That's the one we mentioned on the Rock Pod, where the side of the phone, it's also like a little notification screen bar.
What the fuck, dude?
It's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, man. This is crazy to me. This is fucking wild, dude. This has got to be for publicity, dude. It's got to be for fucking publicity. Hopefully they get enough money to just get an iPhone for fucking free for standing there, basically. That's what I see that shit as, dude, because you know what? Looks like a bunch of fucking bullshit, dude.
Crazy stuff.
Crazy stuff, man. Crazy. What the fucking peeps will do for things, right? The next
Yeah.
Cool shit, though, dude. It's funny to see that.
Something that's also cool, there's a backpack. It's called Move Pack, MOVPAK. It's an electric skateboard and a backpack in one.
No way, dude. This is cool shit.
So if you pick your regular backpack, you take off the backpack, and from the back of the backpack, the half of a skateboard folds down, and you just get on it and ride. And when you're finished, you just sort of fold that half back up into the backpack, and you start walking.
Dude, it even has a little brake light on it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. The only thing is, when you're riding on the skateboard, the backpack, it's sort of like attached on there, so it's not really like it comes away clean like a regular skateboard. There is like the backpack is attached to it, so you're only skating on half of the skateboard, right?
It looks like it's got a handle to hold on to, kind of like one of those skateboard scooter fucking all-in-one type deals, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sort of like a luggage holder type.
Yeah, it's got a luggage handle strap, dude. That's pretty fucking cool. Would you try that, Mr. B?
No, I would try it. And it's electric, so you won't really be pedaling with your feet.
Might as well get a regular one, huh?
Get a regular and then put the skateboard in a regular backpack, right?
And put your backpack on your back and push and get some nice bearings and some comfortable wheels.
Yep, and at the same time get exercise out of it.
Dude, what if this fucking thing goes like 30 miles an hour? You can step on this bitch and it's like fucking gone, dude. You're like, God damn, we're moving quickly, folks.
Out of the way, out of the way.
Hey, it's okay. Let me just say, it says it's like a fucking Segway, dude. And Segways move pretty fucking quickly, dude. So I'm guessing that this thing moves at a rate of like 5 to 10 miles an hour, dude.
Yeah.
15 miles a fucking hour, dude. That is quick, sir. You can get up and fucking moving.
That's like a full out, like if you're running, that's like a full out sprint, huh? 15 miles an hour?
Yeah, 15 miles an hour is a full out fucking sprint, dude. Yeah. That's a good fucking pace for a skateboard. I mean, you can fucking knock someone down with this bad boy, dude. You could hurt someone with this fucking thing, dude.
You can probably imagine just the motor on it.
It's probably quiet as shit, dude. And you know what it says? It only takes 2 hours to fully charge up. That means you can ride to school or work or top off the battery at fucking home. No problem.
Yo. Two hours of battery, right?
It says it weighs 17 pounds. And it may feel a little heavy, but, I mean, dude, do some walking. If you get fucking tired, hop on this bitch, dude, and you can fucking hit it. And it has a range of up to 9 miles.
And it says that you wouldn't want to do tricks on this because it's not built for it.
Dude, I can see the X Games having shit like this in it.
That's right, huh?
I mean, honestly, dude, that is not fucking bad, my man.
People showing up on the red carpet with this.
I would like to see how much it is. If it's $150,
you try it.
I would definitely fucking try one of those, dude. I mean, 9 miles is pretty far, dude. Think about it, like, to get across in town and back is like 20 miles, 24 miles.
Deal.
Dude, I could travel across fucking town. If I need to meet someone up in the fucking area, dude, I could just kind of roll around on that fucking thing real quick. What up, man? What up? You like Marty McFly, dog, on the fucking hoverboard, bro. Fucking killing it.
And then part, and if you're going around the city, you know, parts of the way you could take a bus, and other than that, you could ride on this skateboard, right?
Fucking, there you go, my man. Fucking smart thinking, dude. Saving the environment, bro. That's a smart fucking way to leave a really small impression on the fucking environment. I mean, it honestly, dude, like, dude, that shit does use a little bit of power. You know what I mean? You do have to use some sort of fucking human made power to fucking charge it up, but dude, maybe a solar pack, bro.
I have a pack
that you could just fucking stick the battery on and whatever, dude, and then boom, there you go, dude.
Sort of like infinite power right there during the day, right?
Dude, get out and fucking have your fucking hair blown in the wind. That shit's cool, man. Honestly, I take it back. I would fucking try that, dude. If it says it's a pack mule too, dude. So I mean, you could pack a fucking dude. You want to go take a fucking nice cruise up to the mountains real quick, up to the top of the fucking foothills?
Yeah.
Dude, ride that sucker up the fucking foothills. Dude, pack your nice little lunch, dude. Carry that bad boy on your back when you're up there hiking. Ride that sucker home, dude, when you're fucking tired and you already have everything in there, water, cool shit like that, dude.
That's right.
That's a pretty efficient little thing, dude. I like this.
Go out and get a sunburn.
Four and a half pod stars, dude.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good, buddy.
Like it. I honestly, dude, I'm like, it looks kind of fucking goofy, dude, but like, in all honesty, dude, people would be like, whoa, what the fuck is that, dude? Really? Someone cruising around like on the beach or some shit like that, dude, they'd be all, yo.
Oh, snap. Remember they always have that pavement, that sidewalk where people ride bikes?
Yeah,
on
dude,
the beach?
Path. Yeah, dude. They'd be like, yo, what the fuck is that, man? And you're like, yo, dude, this is like the fucking ultimate, dude. And you're like, dude, this is the fucking shit right here, man. I can't believe you got something like this, you know?
Yeah.
I wonder about the wheels, though, because it does look like one is free rolling and the other one has a little, like, drive shaft thing on it.
Yeah, it's probably just one of the, probably either the front or I think it's the front. That's the one that has the little motor attached to it.
Yeah, I wonder if you have to have, like, a special wheel after that one wears down. You know what I mean? After a fucking certain while, it's got to wear down.
Yeah.
So if you have to get, like, a gear wheel or, like, there's only one made for that, that'd be my only concern, dude.
They should make it four-wheel drive, too, buddy.
Huh.
Go through the sand.
Go fucking 30, man. That's dangerous at that point, Mr. B. People would fuck themselves up.
I bet somehow, some way, somebody will be able to, like, change out a gear inside and make it, instead of going 15, they'll be going, like, 30 or something.
Dude, bet you could strap a fucking little solar panel on the back of that bitch. Charged.
Yep.
Ride around town fucking charging on a full battery, dude.
Right, yeah. Or just carry one of those little portable battery chargers.
You know?
Then when you're riding on the bus, just attach it to it so it charges. When you're riding on the bus and get out, it's fully charged again.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Cool. We got it, man. So when somebody asks you, hey, what's that called? You say, it's my move pack.
Get a move pack, folks.
Get a move pack. Get some vitamin D. Get a sunburn. Feel the wind in your hair. Unless you're bald. Feel the wind on your head. So cool. I think we'll be looking out for this in the future.
Yeah, man. Let's keep an eye on it and see where it goes.
Yep. And while you're riding on this move pack, you would want to try this new Sony Walkman. That's right. Sony Walkman is back.
Yeah.
And even though MP3 players are almost extinct, Sony's come back with this new Walkman. It's called the NWZA-17 High Res Audio Digital Music Player.
Nice, dude.
And the High Res, that's right, it's going to be playing, it's going to do its best to play your music as crisp and clear as it can. And it'll be able to play just a lot of formats out there, a lot of audio formats out there. So WAVE, AIFF, FLAC, Apple Lossless, MP3s, and many, many more.
Nice, dude.
So that's the keywords in this high-res audio digital music player. And the only thing, I think the only thing bad about this is, even though like MP3 players are almost gone, and I think, I don't know if Sony's going to be able to bring a lot of it back with this, the price is going to be $299.99. I think that's the downside to this. If it was a little bit cheaper, then I would think like maybe people would go for it and try it out again. You know, having like a separate MP3 player with you.
Mr. B, we got to talk about a little trending story that I see here on the other side, which I think is fucking just stupid as fuck, dude.
All right, real quick.
Sorry, brother. Before I get up on one, dude, fucking let's recap of this thing. It's not too bad. It's $300, right? I mean, shit.
Yeah. Got a 2.2-inch screen, Bluetooth connectivity, so it'll be a dual wireless Bluetooth to your two wireless headphones. And another downside to this is, it's only 64 gigs, but you could add a micro SD card to that. But still, it's only 64 gigs and 50 hours of listening for $300. I still think that's a little bit too much. But yes. I mean, if you have the money and you want to try this out, it would be pretty good to try this out. Just because, like I said, high res audio player, it's going to do a lot to make your music crisp and clear.
It says it's a good device, man.
Yeah. Yes, sir. And it's coming out on November.
And it is not a touchscreen. No. It said it is not a touchscreen. It's not a limitless app store. No incredible features that make it stand above anything we've seen from Arcos or Apple or any of those. It's just a good media player. Just Standard media player, brother. Bringing it back old school. That's where the fuck it's at. Because, dude, peeps are rocking fucking old school headphones again, dude. You notice that?
Yeah.
Really rocking those fucking, like, 80s, fucking 90s, like, weird little fucking, like, just all kinds of weird headphones, dude. You know what I mean? And, like, those are coming back to style, dude. Like, 80s, 90s style ain't back in the... It got left back, dude, back there, and now people are starting to get back. And those are like the old school classic cats, and that's dope shit.
Dio.
I hope this does make it somewhere, dude. If they add a couple more features, it might be cool. If they don't, I could give a shit less, dude, but it still looks like a good media player, right, Mr. B?
Yes, sir.
It does look good, man.
And that's about it about this new Sony Walkman player. Back to you, Digi. What were you going to say?
Okay, so this says trending. Nude photos of Jennifer Lawrence and Ariana Grande and others leaking an alleged iCloud hack.
Oh, okay.
Why the fuck would you put your fucking nude pictures in a fucking iCloud?
Yep. And it happened on September 1st, which was 2 days ago. Tuesday?
Why the fuck would you put your pictures safely, naked fucking pictures safely online when you know they're not safe?
Yep. It's the million-dollar question.
I don't know, brother. That's a really fucking stupid... I mean, if it's real or not or whatever the fuck, dude. You got what you deserve. You fucking shouldn't have missed it. Your shit up on the fucking damn thing. Honestly, dude. I mean, Mr. B, do you take fucking naked photos of yourself? And you're like, man, I need to upload this to iCloud before nobody fucking gets it, dude. I'm going to save it away. Like, hey, don't take those fucking pictures, all right? Everybody knows you're fucking whoever, but you know what? Don't take the fucking picture. Let fucking somebody's eyes just see it instead of fucking letting shit like this happen. You put yourself up for fucking... You should have known this was going to fucking happen.
Yep.
It's happened in the past, and it's going to happen in the future.
So the hackers managed to break into a number of iCloud accounts belonging to certain celebrities. And some of those few celebrities are Jennifer Lawrence, Ariana Grande, Victoria Justice, Jenny McCarthy, Kate Upton, Mary E. Winstead, and many, many
that's
more.
That's funny. They're all girls, dude, right?
Yep.
Someone was out for him.
Crazy, crazy.
I just think that's stupid. Don't be putting that shit out on the air. If you're going to talk shit, yeah, whatever. People are going to be assholes. Opinions are like assholes. Everybody's got one, right?
Everybody's got one.
And nobody's better than anybody else. You know what I'm saying? But still... Don't fucking do that shit. I mean, I just think that's not a smart fucking thing. Look, it's all security. Sign into iCloud and let me fucking steal your shit.
You're giving it away.
Yeah, basically.
Yes, sir. And just a real quick recap on this new Samsung Gear S smartwatch. Yes, it's another one. I believe this one is the fifth or sixth smartwatch from Samsung. And they just keep getting better and better. 2-inch AMOLED display, the 360 by 480 resolution, sharp. The display is sharp. It's what else? The curvature of the actual screen. It's much better. Fits on the wrist much better. Samsung's using its own operating system. It's called Tizen. Shows off news, weather, social media apps, and as well as a Nike running app. So I guess you could use more apps with this.
Does it make phone calls, sir?
Does it make phone calls? Yes, they've actually improved that, so you can get better. It says HD phone calls, so I don't know. I don't know how good an HD phone call is, but it says it's gotten better. So just a little bit update that these smartwatches are getting a little bit better.
This is definitely improvement from the last, dude. These other ones don't look too swift.
Yeah. Another quick story. Windows Phone, you know the Cortana?
Yes, sir.
Cortana Assistant. You can now ask Cortana to predict NFL football games.
Oh, God.
And again, this is from Microsoft. So, it's actually done good because they tested it on the World Cup, and it accurately predicted all but one of the... from the Germany-Brazil upset. So it predicted all the games except the Germany-Brazil game.
Then some people should have made a lot of fucking money.
Yep.
And in that fucking note, now I just think it's fucking bullshit that they're copying how this little thing does the voice and the fucking assistant, the Cortana or whatever the fuck.
Uh-huh.
Yo, stop sucking a fucking dick. Dude, do something fucking original, man. Like, okay, so the iPhone has Siri. Of course it fucking talks and shit. The dumb bitch talks, whatever. Cool. Go outside the box and do something fucking better, you know? Like, don't do a fucking thing that talks back to you, you know? Improve the fucking listening device on that motherfucker so it gets your fucking voice right instead of you having to talk like a fucking transformer. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Dude, honestly, dude, like, oh my god. People are just biting people's shit, and I think that's fucking bullshit, dude. What do you think, honestly? Do you think that's cool and shit that it speaks to you now all of a sudden?
Siri? I think it is cool, but just like you said, the people should try and like not like one up, but kind of innovate and do something else, something different. So you have a wide variety of things from different companies, and you know, people have the option to choose one of them. So it is cool. I'm not gonna lie, but at the same time, other companies should say, hey, you know what? We could try something different, and we could do better. We could not, but at least we tried something different,
dude. I just think it's like, you go to fucking Walmart, you get a fucking transformer, it's a transformer. But you go down to the fucking factory to you or the fucking dollar store and you get the fucking Mexican transformer, the Mexiformers, dude. And you're like, this is just like it. And it's like, no, it's fucking not. Well, it still kind of looks cool and it transforms into other shit just like those. Well, you know what, dude? You bought the fucking knockoff. In my eyes, that's a fucking knockoff, man. That's a Fugazi, bro.
Mexican Transformers.
The fucking Fugazi. I think it's bullshit. I look at it and I fucking think it's bullshit. I don't know, man. That's my personal opinion on that.
Yes, sir.
Talking about predicting fucking games and shit, making a lot of money, dude.
Yep.
Funny shit.
Speaking about a lot of money real quick. If you wanted to buy the parts to make an iPhone in the year 1991, it would have costed about $3.5 million. That was that for a fact. A lot of moolah.
That's a lot of fucking money, dude, in those days.
Yes, sir. 86 in the books tonight, buddy.
Boom.
Want to roll?
I'm done talking shit.
That's right. Just wait till next episode, listeners. Hear DJ talk some more business.
Nah. I don't know.
That's right,
buddy. I'm in an opinionated mood tonight.
Yes, sir. Well, save it for next episode, all right, buddy?
Yes, sir.
All right. On that note, DJ.
Mr. B.
Geico or State Farm?
Geico.
Yo, DJ.
Mr. B.
Any last words for the listeners out there in Rock Pod Land?
We back.